The Detroit Lions defense is a fierce and competitive bunch. And for quarterback Brandon Whedon, he's excited for another opportunity Sunday. Here's a listen to Whedon's press conference.
I've heard your return characterized as a mulligan. Do you look at it that way?
Mulligan. I play a lot of golf, but I don't know if I look at that. No, you know, I don't. You know, things just happen, you know, and unfortunately for Brian and the way this thing shook out, I mean, you never know how it's going to work. Like I said the last couple weeks when you guys asked, I prepared like I was going to play. I prepared like the starter just in case something did happen. And, you know, that's the role of being a quarterback, you know, whatever position, first, second, third. You just never know you're going to get your number called. And, you know, fortunately I prepared well enough and was able to do enough to help this team win the game.
Chud feels like you've grown and learned from the experience. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you kind of you dig deep and you try to find yourself and you try to you do a lot of soul searching. I mean, I think that's part of adversity and facing adversity. I think it makes you stronger as a person, and you know that's unfortunate. It's life. Like I said a couple weeks ago, you just got to find a way to take the positives and build on it. So I would agree with Chud, absolutely.
Aside from having Josh back, how do you think the offense is better than it was in the first two games?
Well, I think we're just, you know, again, we're getting that continuity. We're growing. We're getting a feel for each other, obviously, within the system. I think, you know, this is obviously a great system. And, you know, North said back in training camp, we're going to be better in November than we are in September. And that's because of the confidence we have in each other. You get better as the season goes on because we're still learning a new system and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it's just guys are playing better. And you expect that as the year goes on.
Much of it all did it bother you to be greeted with booze?
You know, I mean, obviously I heard them, but, you know, I personally think we have the best fans in the National Football League. I mean, this is some of the best people, smart football fans in the league, and I get it. You know, they get it. So I think, you know, obviously you don't want to hear those, but I think if you can, you know, make a couple throws and put a couple of drives together, you know, hopefully you turn those into cheers and you know that's as a player that's what you want. But like I said, I you know this town. That's why I love playing in Cleveland. I mean the people here, the fans here have been nothing short of extraordinary. And again, that's why this place is so much fun.
Quickly being rusty.
I'm sorry.
Weren't you a little rusty? Wasn't it kind of tough to have to prove yourself in a drive or two? You were kind of thrown in.
Yeah, you know, I was. I mean, I didn't take any reps for 2 weeks and didn't throw till Tuesday. So, but you know, again, I don't think anybody in here or myself didn't make any excuses. That was my job. I was the number two guy just in case something happened. And whether I threw one ball or you know a million balls, it didn't matter. I still had to go out and execute.
You didn't
know how to warm up pitches, though. Yeah, I missed those.
What'd you learn about playing the game? Anything you could do better from watching Brian?
I think the same things I said, you know, after the game. I mean, I think there's times where I can get the ball out quicker, take the pressure off the guys up front. You know, I think just, you know, just, again, learning the system, studying, stuff like that. I think, you know, we're playing well. We had great guys on this offense. And you know, you just got to be in sync and trust the guys around you and get rolling.
You just mentioned about getting the ball quicker. And Chud mentioned it, and we just talked to him. How do you do that after all the year, you know, all the time you've been playing? How do you all of a sudden get it out more quickly?
Well, there's a million different ways, but I mean, you know, whether it's you know design of the play, getting off your first progression faster, you know, pre-snap reads as far as you know maybe eliminating half the field or you know seeing pressure and finding your back. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. It just depends on the play. Depends on the play. There's times where you're going to have to sit back there and hold it because you may have a double move or you may have a deeper progressing route. You know, and that's just, again, goes from the confidence I have in the guys up front and going from there.
Brandon, how different is it now than when you were starting before having Cameron just kind of coming to his own as a tight end and also Josh Gordon as a deep threat, both those guys down the field?
You know, they definitely make a quarterback's life easier. I mean, they're two guys that you know, create a lot of mismatches. They're guys that are bigger target guys that can really go get the football. So as a quarterback, you know, you have two guys like that, and, you know, one, especially a tight end, you know, matching up on linebackers, and then, you know, Josh puts a lot of stress on corners and safety. So, you know, having two guys like that, you know, along with the rest of the guys we have, you know, I think we have some weapons. And I think that's fun playing quarterback when you get guys around you like that.
Brandon, when the season started, obviously the team was 0-0, and this was going to be a big year for you. now it's 3-2, and they're in first place. I mean, do you feel a difference in the pace of things right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement. I think, you know, our main focus is keep what we're doing and keep it rolling. You know, our focus is on Detroit, and then, you know, whoever we play after that, just keep taking it week to week. I think that's what we've done the last, really, 5 weeks. We really stayed within the week, and that goes back to Chud. Chud does an unbelievable job of keeping us, you know, really dialed in each and every week and focused on what's in front of us. And you know, guys listen, and we kind of stayed the course.
So you haven't had any Matt Schwab
incident, have you? I don't know. What do you do? What happened?
Some fan went to his house and berated him.
No, not yet. Thank God. I'm hoping no one knows where I live. No, I'll just get it.
Brandon, can you talk about playing Detroit, you know, and Ndamukong Suh and Ziggy Ansah and all those guys?
Yeah, they're a great front four, you know, and they're deep, and they got a lot of depth at that position. And they, you know, they try to get after the passer. I mean, that's what they want to do. Again, it goes back to what we were saying. You got to get the ball out at times and, you know, add some different looks to kind of slow them down. You know, I mean, good players, it seems to be a trend. It seems like we talk about these defensive lines every week, man. These, you know, the strength of defenses in the NFL right now, it seems like the defensive lines are just, they're good. And, you know, it's across the league. It's not just in this division. It's not, you know, who we're playing. It's across the league. So, just another really good defensive line that, you know, we're going to have to play well.
But Sue is a special breed. I mean, does that get in your head at all that he can be, you know, the way that he is?
No, it doesn't. I mean, obviously he's a special player. There's no question, not denying that. He is a dominant player that can change a game. Sean LaValle and those guys will do a great job. You know, I got confidence in those guys. So, you know, he's a great player.
Brandon, you've been around a lot of fast guys. Where does Travis Benjamin?
Up there. I think in the other sport, I think the only guy that I really saw faster is maybe Michael Bourne. Michael Bourne laid down a bunt on me and A-ball, and I remember coming to the dugout like, oh my God. But him and Travis, you know, smaller guys can just fly. Not only in offense, but what he does in special teams is really a spark for the football team.
Brandon, have you been out like to dinner or anything and gotten any feedback since Thursday?
Yeah, I went out. My family was in town, and so yeah, we went out. Both nights, and people were excited. You can tell this town is just is lit up. It's excited, and rightfully so. You know, we won a few games in a row here, like I was saying earlier, I mean, it's fun going out and kind of, you know, getting the perspective from the fans and kind of, you know, showing the excitement, not only what we feel, but to see what they feel. So great people in this town, and the last few days have been fun when you're out there because, like I said, they're excited.
Did you make a throw on board?
I tried, but he beat it by like two steps. It would have been a web gym too if I'd have made the play. It would have been a web gym.
Gordon, we only got time for a couple more. Gordon was saying the other day that during the game he told you, you know, relax and just trust him and trust the guys. Are there plays with especially him where you just have to throw it up and trust it? He's going to go make that play even if he doesn't look like he's open.
Yeah, I mean, a good example is the touchdown. I mean, I think he pretty good coverage. I mean, Aaron Williams had him covered pretty good, but. You know, my confidence is my guy's, you know, going to go up and make the play. And that's what he was telling me. You know, obviously the first two series, you know, had to get back in the flow and we weren't doing anything offensively. He said, man, just let it rip and just trust that, you know, we're going to make a play, throw it up. And you know, anytime you hear that from, you know, a guy like him, it's like, all right, let's see what you got, buddy. Go get it done. But yeah, he called it. That's a good example of that play right there.
Brandon, what's your thoughts on just the speculation out there that he might be traded and, Chubb was kind of saying, well, we're not
chopping up. Yeah. I mean, you know, within here, you know, any kind of distraction like that's been kind of a non-issue. You know, those things are out of our control. As players, we can't control it. You know, I'm sure he's been asked a question, and you know, he's worried about playing this week. And, you know, everything else is kind of out of our control and definitely out of his control.